Time to talk some basketball now. We do that with former skipper of the Sydney Kings, Brad Rosen, who joins us on the line now. G'day, Brad.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, we're well. Big game for the Sydney Kings to try and continue their run. But let's go back to yesterday. And first of all, that game, Perth up against Melbourne United, just incredible. Two overtimes to get a decider, a winner in that one. I'm going to put it on the line here, Brad, and I'll get your thoughts on it. That Perth, the Wildcats, are the best, most underrated sporting franchise in this country.
Oh, without a doubt. They've been in the final 32 times in a row, mind you. They've won eight championships, I think four of the last 10. There is absolutely no doubt about that. And again, some people, and I guess you can call them so-called experts, have written them off a little bit this year. Mate, I've picked them to win it.
Right.
I just think they've just recruited so well. I thought they played well last year, and even though it wasn't their best because they had injuries and their form was down, they still made the semi-finals. And this year they've picked up three fantastic players, Tommy Jervis, and then two Australian representatives, and Mitch Norton and Nicholas Kay. So I think they're absolutely outstanding. Best franchise, very hard to argue. They're right up there with a team like a Melbourne Storm and stuff for me, without a doubt.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. Yeah, Brad, they're off to a flyer, aren't they? 4-1 after five games. They're on top of the table. Hey, Brad, as Jimmy mentioned earlier, the Kings take on Cairns Taipans this afternoon at 2:50 p.m. They had their first win last weekend in New Zealand. What's your assessment so far of the Bogut Gaze era?
Oh, look, fantastic. They played two games against Adelaide. They lost both. And to be honest with you, Adelaide were playing really well. Just didn't suit the Sydney Kings game style at that moment. I thought defensively the Kings were pretty ordinary, and I think they'd agree with that. And I've been saying all year, if the Sydney Kings can keep their teams to 20 to 22 points a quarter, that means they'll give up 80 to 88 points a game. I think they'll win many, many more than what they'll lose, because they've got enough firepower in that team to get more than 88 points. So the downside of that is if they're giving up 90 points, then they're not getting enough stops, meaning on the defensive end, where they can go and get those baskets. So, look, they stay healthy, they get their defense right, they can win the whole comp. There is absolutely no doubt about that. They're super stacked, super talented, and I think it will start today. Cairns played the other night, and, you know, I think, you know, their bodies, they've had to travel. Sydney's been sitting here after a good win against New Zealand. I see nothing but a win today for the Sydney Kings.
And is that where Bogut's going to have his biggest impact? Not on the scoring sheet, but it's stopping the scoring?
100%. You know, he's a seven-footer.
Yeah.
His defense is outstanding. That's what he did in the NBA. I mean, he's one of the best, you know, defenders of a big man. The way he can pass the ball, he's been unbelievable for them, and I think that will only get better. So to answer your question, yes, 100%.
Mm.
Yeah, it's exciting times. Illawarra Hawks interest me, though, Brad. They're 2-2. They did a good job last night to beat Brisbane, and they're sort of flying under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, they are. I think, you know, a lot of people have written them off at the beginning. And, you know, you look at their team, I think it's seven new players, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, some of the players you can tell is a, you know, budget restriction on that. Look, Rob Beveridge is an outstanding coach. He actually coached Andrew Bogut in the under-19s national team, and they won a gold medal on the international stage.
Wow.
This guy has won a championship with the Perth Wildcats. His team's been in the semi-finals. He is a coach's player. They love him. So he will junk up things, do things differently that just teams don't like. And Illawarra are smokies in this league. Mm. Do I think they can win it? No. Do I think they'll make the four? Geez, everything's got to go unbelievably well for that to happen. But with a coach like that and some of the players they've got, anything's possible.
Okay, well, let's have a look at that game before we get to today's game. And the market there, Melbourne United, this is Monday night, $1.43 up against the Illawarra, $2.85. The thing about Melbourne, no Chris Goulding, we assume, after the knee injury last night. Yeah, have we got an update on just how severe that might be yet, Brad?
No, we don't. And the thing I can only say is, and you would all know in any sport that you play, when you do something and no one's around you, that's a bad thing.
Yep.
So it's not like he rolled his ankle on someone or got a knee. He just sort of took a step and then it went bang. So That does not look good. So there's, in my mind, absolutely no way he's playing this week. And look, I hope it's not a season-ending injury. And I'm not saying that because I've spoken to anyone that said it would do. You just don't like those injuries. So he won't play. Do I think... look, on Friday morning on the breakfast show, I said I thought Illawarra were my roughie. They were $3 odd now, so they've come into $2 something. So I still like Illawarra. I just think they're a chance to win that game. Melbourne having to fly all the way back from Perth.
Interesting.
Back to the Kings game this afternoon, Brad. The Kings at full strength today?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, unless something happens in the last minute, everyone's in, you know, Bogut, Lish, Randall, everyone. So newly, so it should be a great game.
Yeah, which takes away the excuses, not only from a playing point of view, but from a viewing point of view. So get out there and watch them in action. Okay, let's go through New Zealand up against Adelaide. That's on earlier today, tip-off at 1:20. New Zealand favoured in that one, $1.67. Adelaide, $2.20. You got a tip for the listeners there, Brad?
Yeah, I just don't like the way New Zealand are playing. Adelaide, for me, I just don't think... They're one of those teams that could come out and do anything, but at the moment, they just don't seem to be functioning. So Adelaide to win that.
Okay, outside of there, $2.20. The Kings, you think, will win. The market says the same at $1.26. The line is 8.5. Is it going to be a big win for the Kings?
Yeah, I believe so. I reckon they're the winks today, mate. They're going to come on flying home. So look for them to be okay. And then once they hit the straight, see you later, the Bogut machine will go on.
How good's that?
All right. Well, we love that. Winx is having an influence everywhere, isn't she? $1.85 at the minus 8.5. And you've already said you like Illawarra, the outsiders, at $2.85 in that game on Monday night. Fantastic.
Yeah, a bit of a roughie.
But don't worry. The listeners like that one. And if you like the line there, it's plus 5.5 if you want to be a little bit more circumspect with that game with Illawarra. NBA action too. We just heard about the fact that Cleveland are struggling without LeBron. How do we assess Los Angeles with LeBron at this point? Obviously huge for the town, and I saw Jack Nicholson sitting courtside the other day, as he invariably is. But as far as the playing goes for the Lakers with LeBron in the team, Brad?
I said, once they recruited, I have to be honest, I was a little bit surprised that they didn't get a little bit more around him.
Right.
But you can see what they've done. They've got a lot of players on one-year contracts, so they are going to make one huge play in the off-season. So I don't know who that will be, but, you know, you could see maybe a Kawhi Leonard from Toronto, because he's only got a one-year deal there, so there was talk he may go to LA. So I just think right now, playing great. No problems. LeBron is LeBron. Whenever he goes to a team, when he went to Miami and then he came back to Cleveland, it did take time for them to get into the sink of things. Look, I think they're great, great for Los Angeles. Don't be surprised if a trade happens, or they'll see out this season, make the playoffs, have a decent playoff run, but then they'll really hamper up for next season and go for the title.
He's a superstar. And so are you, Brad Rosen. Appreciate that, mate, and we'll speak again shortly.
Can't wait for it, mate. And remember today, go those Kings!
There he is. Former Kings skipper Brad Rosen. Yeah, go those Kings up against the Cairns Taipans. And that starts at about 10 minutes to 3. Fox Sports. You can catch that one on 5:03.